Chapter 71.2. Translator. Zia, editor. Ellie, visiting friends and relatives during the new year was customary, but Du Cyan was utterly surprised when Bai Fang suddenly appeared before him. He froze momentarily, then felt a wave of annoyance. He had nearly forgotten about this family, mentally discarding them like dust in a forgotten corner. Du Qian, who was the Minister of Personnel, had once been loyal to the late Empress and, in the final days of that reign, had supported Yan Yuntong under the late Empress's directives. When Yan Yuntong ultimately lost and Yan Yunshu ascended the throne, Du Qian, though spared, was severely marginalized. The new Empress had been steadily cultivating her own power base, and with an upcoming round of imperial examinations, it was only a matter of time before Du Qian would lose her position as Minister of Personnel. "You likely don't want to see me," Bai Fang said. "But no matter what, I'm still, at least nominally, your father. I've come today because there are some things I need to say to you. Master Bai, let's not twist the facts. My father was the legitimate husband, and you're just a concubine filling the position. Don't flatter yourself." Bai Fang's face twisted with rage for a brief moment before he quickly suppressed it. "You." Remarkably, he managed to regain his composure almost immediately. It seemed Bai Fang had come with an important request, Du Cyan mused absent-mindedly. "We are family, after all. What can't be discussed civilly?" "Then let's talk here," Du Cyan replied, making it clear he had no intention of inviting Bai Fang inside or offering him hospitality. By now, quite some time had passed, and still, no one had brought tea. The servant responsible for refreshments had initially intended to prepare some, but Shukin immediately stopped him. Bai Fang was already seething inside but forced himself to maintain a facade of friendliness, continuing to harp on about their family ties. "I've come today to ask you for a favor. No matter what, we are family, bound by blood and bone. Helping us will also benefit you." Du Cyan couldn't help but think to himself that Bai Fang must be delusional to entertain such an idea. "Go on, I want you to help get Miao Yin into the palace." Du Cyan squinted at Bai Fang, once again confirming that this family was truly out of their minds. Du Miaoyin was 18, not too old, but no longer particularly young. Bai Fang had doted on him, wanting to keep him home for another year or two. Last year, Bai Fang had tried arranging a match for him, but for some reason, Du Miaoyin was adamantly opposed to meeting any suitors. Bai Fang had no choice. Over the years, as the struggle for the throne muddied the waters, Du Qian became deeply embroiled in the conflict. Bai Fang spent those days in constant fear, and Du Miaoyin's marriage prospects were postponed until this year. After Yan Yunshu became empress and married Xu Yu, the younger brother of Xu Ting, Bai Fang couldn't help but grow ambitious. Du Miaoyin was also Du Xian's brother. If Xu Yu could enter the palace and become the emperor, why couldn't his son? In Bai Fang's mind, his son, Du Miaoyin, was far more exceptional than Xu Yu. To achieve his goal, Bai Fang shamelessly came to plead with Du Cyan. "The Du family is your maternal family, and Miaoyin is your brother. Sending him to the palace will only solidify your position in the palace, don't you think?" Du Cyan felt there was no point in continuing the conversation. He stood up and turned away. "Throw him out. I don't know the master of the Du family, and from now on, don't let him set foot in this house again." He had initially thought he could sever all ties with the Du household. However, Bai Fang insisted on disgusting him with such shameless behavior. If that were the case, there was no need to show any courtesy. Bai Fang began hurling insults at Du Cyan but was quickly gagged by the servants, dragged out of the Zhenbian palace, and thrown outside the main gates. With the late empress gone, and Du Qian having backed the wrong faction, her position was already precarious. Now, this incident publicly declared to all of Jingcheng that Xu Ting's family did not welcome Bai Fang. The world is full of opportunists. It was only a matter of time before Du Qian, already in a weak position, would be forced to step down from her post as minister and become a target for others to exploit. The Du family, Li was destined for decline. When Du Cyan returned to his room, Xu Ting was already inside. She hadn't made an appearance when Bai Fang came calling earlier. Xu Ting set down the book she had been reading and extended a hand toward Du Cyan. He leaned into her embrace. "I told you to just have him thrown out, but you insisted on meeting him," Xu Ting said leisurely, resting her chin on the top of his head. Du Cyan hadn't expected Bai Fang to be so shameless. Feeling aggrieved, he rubbed against Xu Ting and sighed. "I was wrong. From now on, the Du in Dusayin has nothing to do with the Du family. There was no need to dwell on such unpleasant matters. Changing the subject, Xu Ting asked, "What would you like to eat today?" Hi everyone, you can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-Fi. https://ko-fi.com/dragontia